And of course, when we are talking about family business, there are issues related to power, related to money, lack of it, or eventually an abundance of money and power. So I think that family offices or and family business are not necessarily aware of the need to discuss this before it triggers to a litigation or arbitration. So I think there is a kind of creating awareness and building awareness between the family members to prevent this kind of dispute.
Welcome to the Business Transition Roadmap. My name is Elizabeth Ledoux, and through my years, I have seen how communities thrive when business succession and transition are done well. Me and my team at the Transition Strategists have been helping business owners develop and implement transition strategies for over 30 years. And on this show, we want to help you by giving you the roadmap to a healthy business transition. Let's get started. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to our Business Transition Roadmap. I am just thrilled today to just have Caio Campello with us on our podcast. Little background on him. He is a lawyer, and he reached out to me via LinkedIn probably a couple of years ago now, almost about a year and a half or 2 years ago. And started to investigate some of the work that we do, some of the work on transitioning and just how we are able to put people first, bring people through transitions and hopefully mitigate some conflicts and some other things that might happen in the future. So he and I had some great conversations and, through that time, he ended up moving from Portugal back to Brazil. So he's in Brazil now with his family. And he, thankfully, on my side, is bringing our work to Brazil through his new practice there. And so, Caio, I would like to welcome you to this podcast. And I'm just so thrilled to have you here. So thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here today. And I hope that we have a good conversation, and I'm very thrilled as well to be joining this podcast with, I really enjoyed following up all your podcasts, and it's a real pleasure to be here, real life together with you. Thank you for that.
You bet. So Caio, I told a tiny bit of your story, but, tell our listeners and audience a little bit about you, your background, and let's start there.
Yeah, sure. It's a pleasure. So I'm a Brazilian lawyer. I've been doing litigation arbitration for 27 years now. And more recently, I made a career shift to become an independent arbitrator, mediator, and settlement facilitator. And of course, now I had the chance to work with Elizabeth at TTS. My focus now is prevention of disputes. I really enjoyed the topic because after 27 years in litigation, I think my mission now is trying to avoid conflicts. And of course, this expands to family business as well, because I am pretty much sure that major problems that arise in family business are related to this conflict between the family members. Yeah,
definitely. And so let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the conflict and some of the issues that you have seen in the past. And then we'll talk a little bit about the mitigation of them, because you've got some background in history in that. What kinds of things do you see that happen that might be sometimes foreseen, right? You think that they might happen and they do, but also sometimes unintended and you just end up there.
Yeah, sure. There are many reasons that trigger a conflict. And of course, when we are talking about family business, there are issues related to power, related to money, lack of it, or eventually an abundance of money and power. So I think that family offices and family business are not necessarily aware of the need to discuss this before it triggers to a litigation or arbitration. So I think there is a kind of creating awareness and building awareness between the family members to prevent this kind of dispute. And one thing that they can eventually consider is having these trusted advisors to be seated in the family council, for example, which is a neutral person, independent and impartial, that can help them handling with this kind of conflict. Maybe there are some issues that the family members, they do not have the tools or the willingness to handle alone. So I think this neutral third party would be a good idea for them to help preventing this kind of conflict. I think lack of communication is a key issue. I think that the family owners, they do not communicate in a clear way. And eventually this kind of blocked communication within the family members are one of the reasons. Lack of planning, of course, maybe there are some family members that they are not necessarily organized and eventually not planning the next steps. And of course, all of a sudden they have a problem in front of them and they do not know how to handle that. So I would say that lack of communication, lack of planning, and eventually lack of money and power maybe are the key issues that may trigger a conflict between the family members.
Right. And you know, well, you and I have had some conversations prior to this of just the idea of who is in charge really of the planning and the communication and leading that. And we've had those conversations. When you think about that and you think about like who is responsible for that, because many times the owner or founder or person of wealth, if you will, many times they're sort of waiting for the successor to show up and communicate, right? And to kind of lead or push them out. They're waiting for that engagement. When that person, that successor, doesn't show up. And I think sometimes the successor is waiting for the opposite. So there's sometimes some big confusion in there. So who really leads this process?
Yeah, again, I do believe, and I think I'm a strong believer that this trusted advisor, this outside counsel or outside advisor would be the best person to make a bridge between the owner and the successor. Because sometimes, as you mentioned, there is a kind of a block between them in terms of who takes the first step in terms of, yeah, I want this, I want that. And maybe the father is waiting for the son to say something and the son is waiting for the father to say something. And I think that whenever there is a third party building this bridge between them, it's going to ease the communication, what they are feeling, what they are afraid of, their interests, their dreams. So there's going to be a person or eventually a company that is just like a safe harbor. I think the owner and generation two, they are going to communicate better when there is a safe place. And I think this safe place could be built by this trusted advisor. And because I think this communication is going to flow more naturally and easily. And I don't know, maybe you can break the ice between the two and manage the expectations between them.
Yes. And so as a person walks through this, the idea of the trusted advisor, you know, we think of ourselves as guides and we think of the transition as a journey. And so the concept of having somebody, a guide potentially, who can keep everybody together, guide them along the way, help them see each other's perspectives, because you've seen it before. You know, kind of you've been down this road when maybe some of the people haven't. And just that concept of being able to do that, I agree with you that it's nice to have somebody who's impartial. who doesn't have a hidden agenda and who has really no skin in that game, right? Just there to make sure that everybody's doing well. And then the other thing that comes to mind, Caio, is the idea that, you know, I was just talking to a family earlier today. I've been talking to quite a few families actually lately. It's been interesting. But I was talking to one earlier today where you can see that they have some issues brewing, right? They've got a couple of three kids, and you can see that they have maybe some issues brewing, but they're in their own thinking, they're okay. So when I saw a potential issue coming, you know, I brought it up to them and they were like, oh, you know, we didn't see that. We didn't see that. And right now they're a good family, really little or no conflict inside of the family. But when you can't see, you don't know what's coming. Because sometimes I think you're blind to it since you're there and you think everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah. And I think one of the main targets of a guide is to give a new perspective from the outside, because this is the way that you can see things. Because if you are involved in the situation, I think it's more, I would say, harder for you to understand what is going on. So this neutral guide that's going to guide the family members, the key issue is to keep this impartiality and this independence so that they can see things that the family is not seeing, because they are very, very, I would say, involved in the situation, in the matter, in the discussion. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, it brings back a reminder. It was a story about a true story, but I had two cousins that we were working with, and one cousin I was on with him on a Zoom meeting during COVID, and he goes, I am so furious. He goes, I can't believe my cousin, you know, thinks of me this way and basically downgraded me to his level. And I was like taken back. I was like, oh my gosh, really? And so I just walked them through a couple steps and I said, so is your cousin younger or older? He said, younger. And I said, has your cousin always looked up to you? And he said, yes. And I said, so when he said, I'm almost like you, I'm almost to your status or your stage, do you think he was dragging you down to his stage, or do you think he was honoring you in yours and trying to reach your stage? And it was a complete flip of, you know, just an outside person looking in, of complete flip of like, oh, he actually loves me. He actually respects me. And he's actually trying to be me. Wow. That's an honor. Right. And so, but it was so interesting in that time. It literally is about the perspective that a person has and how they see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, as you bring this work into Brazil, right, which is I think a wonderful thing that you're doing, what are some of the things that you're hoping to do there, and to how are you hoping to help Brazil and Brazil's families?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I'm very happy to be involved in this project. Being a TTS guide is something that is very, I would say, it's something that the Brazilian market needs. There are few people doing that in this market, and I think TTS has a huge opportunity to explore its works with the family business here in Brazil, and there are some reasons for that. I would say that 80% of the corporations here in Brazil, they are family businesses. So there is a vast opportunity to introduce this succession and transition planning for these companies. And I feel like being kind of social responsible to help them doing that and to survive and to thrive and to make to the next generation, generation two, generation three. It is kind of, Brazil needs these companies to survive, because the economy depends on them. People depends on them as being employees. So they are very, very important for our society, for our economy. So I think it's a huge opportunity and a huge responsibility for me as a TTS guy to help them going through the next generations in a professional way. I do not see the family businesses here in Brazil being held in a professional way, meaning that they are not necessarily being advised by professionals like TTS to help them go through the next generation. And of course, if I can do that and can help them, it's going to be a dream coming true, because again, I'm helping the country as a whole and being someone that can bring some light to some issues that the family members there are not seeing, and eventually can be a turning point for them to survive for the next and next generations. So again, it's a pleasure and a mix of a huge responsibility to do that here in Brazil.
Yeah, and you know that I have always loved, I've always loved your mission going into Brazil and your vision of building that there, and you creating that practice there for yourself. And then, that mirrors so well with my mission, which is to do the same, because when the businesses go into the next hands well, the communities continue. And that's really the goal, is to have people living great lives and doing great things and enjoying great relationships and all of that. And I do think, going back to the beginning of our conversation, that it boils down really to, I think, being clear about what you want, which is planning, right? Having a strategy. And then it also boils down to being able to communicate and then revisiting and executing it well over a period of time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the Brazilian companies, they have a very unique profile, which is they do business in a very, I'd say, informal way and not planned and not necessarily organized. And I think this work that TTS has will bring this light to them in terms of being more organized, being more professionalized and institutionalized and giving some guides and rules and lights so then to make them thrive and survive. So whenever there is a, I would say, a science behind that, it's going to be very helpful for the Brazilian companies, because I think we usually do business here as a learning process, that we are learning through the process and not necessarily in a planning way. So I think TTS has a huge role to play here in that specific perspective.
Which is amazing and awesome. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see that similar things are happening in other countries and similar needs are taking place there. So when you look back in your experience, with, dealing with family businesses, family offices, when you look, what do you think has worked very well for them that they have done? And then what do you think has been maybe something that was missing or confusing or something that they haven't done, didn't work well?
Yeah, I think lack of planning and lack of commitment, and commitment to the next generation. I think there is a short-sighted perspective here from the business owners, that they are not necessarily looking to the future. They are looking only to the present. And when they look to the present, they fail to plan and to organize themselves. And I think this is the major mistake, so to speak. I think they trust that everything is going to be fine, but again, there is a blind spot in terms of being more organized and planned. So commitment to the business, not only to the business itself, but also to the people working with them. Because if, for example, they are not looking to people, and I think TTS has a very good mantra, people first, and I think all companies should have this mantra. One of the mistakes is not looking to the people who who are working with you. And so I would say that whenever there is a possibility for the owner to understand the needs and interests of their employees, the interests and needs of their heirs and the family members, I think this is going to be a major shift in the future of the company, because they are just simply looking for money and the financial issues and the KPIs and so on. And sometimes I think they just fail to look to the people around, and this could be a major mistake.
Yeah, and that commitment, you know, has to happen on both sides, on the person who's transitioning, right? The owner, founder, wealth person. And it also has to happen on the successor's side. And, you know, what do you think about owners being in a position where they've taken care of the employees for so long, they've taken care of the family, they've made the decisions for the quote unquote children, right? They've led this for 20, 30 years, maybe. I don't know. Could be longer. And what do you think about them having to shift their thinking and actually not take care of people in the same way they have, which means it's not that the people aren't cared for, but the decisions shift, right? And it's almost an engagement of them and their successors doing the plan together versus the owner doing it and then, again, quote unquote, taking care of all the choices and decisions. What do you think about that shift in behavior?
Yeah, it's a major shift in the mindset, because I think the owner, he's or she is used to take all the decisions, take the lead, and do everything. And somehow, whenever there is a transition and a succession, this is going to be a different picture, because he's no longer being there. And for him to leave the company in a more peaceful way, I think the key issue is to trust the successor and trust the process of succession and trust the people who are now taking over the business. So I think it's a matter of building trust between the people around, building trust in the process. As you mentioned, and the name of your book, it's a journey. And of course, it is a journey. It's going to be very important for the owner to trust the process in terms of, okay, this is going to be fine. Everyone is going to be taken care of. My new successor is prepared. Which is very important. And of course, I think there are some situations that the owner could eventually consider not just losing sight and eventually just leaving the company. He can eventually consider a transition process that he can join the decision-making process together with the successor for a while, until eventually the successor is ready enough to go along. And I think when that happens, the owner has a feeling of still being part of this and eventually being useful. So it's good for him as well, because he's not taking the day-to-day decision, but I think he may be in a position to contribute and to share his experience and knowledge for strategic issues that eventually the successor is not used to do that.
Yeah, which is it's a huge opportunity for the person transitioning, especially if it's family, huge opportunity for the person transitioning to enjoy, you know, passing on some wisdom, knowledge, that kind of thing, but not being engaged in the day to day, which is a good thing. And also great for the successor, because they're able to have the opportunity to take all of that in, and you get to, it's not the easiest road, transitioning what we call internally, right? Not going to a third party that you don't know, but transitioning and helping somebody else that you do know get into the role of leader and ultimately owner of the company. It's not the easiest road, but it can be one of the most rewarding roads.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Well, gosh, our time went really quickly, Caio. And I am, again, thrilled to have you here. I always ask one last question at the end of the podcast. And one of the things that I would like to know from you is what one piece of wisdom or one thing would you leave with our audience that you would like for them to take away from this that you think would be most helpful to them?
Communicate. I think it's the key. And communication is not only key for the transition, for the planning, but I think also communication is key for preventing disputes. So I would encourage all the family members to keep communicating in a very clear and frequent way so that the issues, they do not be stuck and be not discussed. And eventually, if there is any important thing that you have to share and to communicate, do that as soon as you can and avoid that. It's going to be a snowball, and eventually you cannot just avoid the worst, which is the bankrupt of the company and so on.
Yeah, either the bankruptcy of the company can happen, which hurts the family, and then also the loss of relationships, the loss of the family. So ending on an up note, I love the idea of communication and to keep open communication and continue to do that with some clarity. And I also appreciated your point about having a third party guide. And again, it could be somebody like our firm that does consulting, but it also can be a trusted advisor that you've worked with for many years. Just being open to listening to what is going on around. So those are two great things that you brought to us today. So anyway, yeah. Caio, thank you so much. Huh? Go ahead.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. And I hope that everything that we discuss here today resonates with the people who are listening and watching. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Business Transition Roadmap. If you are listening to this and you find yourself wanting to go deeper into these topics and start the process of putting together your transition strategy, I'd love to offer you a free initial strategy session with my team, where we'll help you to explore the future transition of your business. Head over to www.transitionstrategist.com to schedule a call. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Business Transition Roadmap.